Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Hump Day Live studio audience is so happy. They have their common sense caps on and have been enjoying a beautiful morning here in Anarchy, Arizona, while getting ready for another exciting show to help grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Today's topic is on episode 196, Personal Growth, Your Potential, Fitness, Business Growth, and Cause Marketing, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Mr. Randy Miller, the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Virginia Pro Dan, how to live a life of significance. Fitz Kohler, inspiring people to thrive and survive with perspective, passion, and positivity. Joe Pardo, Super Joe Pardo, profit growth for small to medium-sized businesses. And Kay McDonald, batting cleanup. Cause Marketing and Virtual Fundraising, Everything Home, ResortPlatform.com. Please check it out for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow their business, your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmark it, make it your new homepage, start your day with Everything Home, ResortPlatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, the Mayor of Corruption County Board of Supervisors is not allowing the auditors to use their facility to conduct the audit because they want to undermine the chain of custody and disrupt the audit. It's time we all take action and call and email the four Republican supervisors and tell them to stop the obstruction of the audit. Remember, we the people paid for the machines, we paid for the facility, and we also pay their salaries. All of their contact information is listed on our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the Arizona Recalls page, since the entire board is being recalled, and all of it is there. You can also check out who's also being recalled in Anarchy, Arizona by We the People AZ Alliance. And sign the petitions, volunteer to help out. And while you're there, visit the Become a Precinct Committeeman pages to learn the simple process on how you can take action in every state to save America, because we don't have a lot of time left before we lose her forever. And I'm not exaggerating. I did it. I'm a precinct committee man. I'm getting off my arse to make a difference, and you can do it too. Our monthly meeting is tomorrow, and I'll be giving you updates on Friday's show. Number two, I left the house yesterday for a few hours, and it was very sad, like so sad, to see everyone in non-mask mandate Anarchy, Arizona, still wearing their dirty masks. They don't work, people. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny.
Snap out of it.
Please listen to the intro from Monday's episode 195, where I give the facts about these toxic masks and the lie they and Dr. Anthony Fauci told us to why you need to wear them. Yes, most of the information, most of everything you've heard about the political propaganda plandemic from the mainstream media and social media has been lies. I watched an interview last night from Dr. Richard Urso from America's Frontline Doctors, which is Dr. Simone Gold's organization, on Steel Truth. And he confirmed we're not in a pandemic or an epidemic, but a seasonal virus that's all part of a disinformation campaign. He also said that between 80 and 90% of the people who died with COVID, and remember there's a difference between died with COVID and from COVID. Keep in mind, only 6% of the people who died died from it. The rest of them died with it because of other issues that they had. That's another one of the big lies. He said between 80 and 90% of the people who died, let me get it right, who died with COVID could have been saved with early treatments that they've known about for years, which they knew about last year, like HCQ, ivermectin, and budesonide, but they were discouraged or prohibited from using them because they, the powers that be, the 11 bigs, and everybody else we talk about, literally wanted people to die. Not exaggerating. Don't believe me? Do your own research. I'm just doing it for you so you don't have to do it and spend the time. No more excuses and no more masks. It's all about we the people, not we the sheeple. We have the power to change everything, not the elected elites. Remember, it's the consent of the governed, but we all need to take action and get involved. Today's topics on episode 196, personal growth, your potential, fitness, business growth, and cause marketing. It's April 7th, day 387 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, you heard that correctly. Day 387 of 15 days to slow the spread. Time to rip off your dirty mask, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick. They're a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%. Please put on your common sense cap. We the people. Go breathe some fresh air and enjoy today's motivational show.
It's a beautiful morning.
Your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Today's topics on episode 196, personal growth, your potential, fitness, business growth, and cause marketing. First up is Mr. Randy Miller. He's one of our all-stars. You can catch him on episode 193. We talked for a long time. Incredible information. Randy Miller is the founder and chief WEN officer at WEN Enterprises, the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Audience, big round of applause for our all-star partner, Mr. Randy Miller. Mr. Miller, how are you today? Long time no chat.
It's a Wednesday, W-H-E-N-S-D-A-Y. Pleasure to be with you. You so pumped me up, Ms. Michelle. Happy to be with you.
I love when you come on. I love when you come on Wednesdays. That's just going to be your gig from now on. So let's jam into this. I want to try to keep the show for the first time in over a month on the rails. So we're going to do our best to keep it in the 7 minutes today. We're talking some personal growth. What direction are we going to go, Mr. Miller?
So here's the deal. Personal growth or personal development consists of all the activities in an individual's life, also a business. So I'm going to focus on individuals and businesses, but the individual develops their own capabilities, their potential, they're building their own human capital, but then they have to facilitate. That could be employability, that could be starting a business, or just the quality of their life. And then the home run, I know you like analogies, the home run is the realization of dreams and aspirations. So I'm going to simplify it for the listeners today, rather than go into a whole dissertation on personal development. I broke it down into three categories: becoming, evolving, growing. So if you're doing the math there on becoming, evolving, growing, I'm going to beg you to listen, because this could be a game changer. This could change a lot of what's going on within your own personal development. So becoming. Early on, think back to your childhood. Early on, everybody wanted to know, what are you becoming? And we'll talk about the Johnnies and Marys of the world. What are you becoming? What does mom and dad or guardian want you to be? What will you become? That was built in. That was instilled in us early on. And I want to give a shout out. We'll call him Bill. Bill was one of my mentors. He's now a colleague of 30-plus years. Hello, Bill. Bill was one of the ones who used that word with me, Randy Miller. What will you become? What do you want to do? it just became a powerful word in my life. Let's leave becoming right there, because we're all still becoming. That's just not back to childhood days. Evolving, evolution. What do we evolve into? We may have become something. We may have liked it. We may want to do better. We may not have liked it at all. We may have gotten really lucky, right place, right time. I'm good. Or no, what am I evolving into? What do I want to do? What is my evolution? And becoming evolving, wherever you factor into, hopefully you're analyzing and thinking through where you are, we grow, growing on a daily basis. That's the hiccup. Most individuals and businesses, for that matter, also don't take it in a daily perspective. We're growing on a daily basis. We're learning. And whether you have a guide, a counselor, a coach, an advisor, a mentor, with personal development, when you do what you want to do within that context, then you move forward. Then you grow. Then your personal development moves forward. It just doesn't happen by accident. And I'm glad you're speaking of this topic today, Michelle, because it's not just about the resume or the cover letter or the interview or maybe what do I want to do. You need to ask yourself some serious questions. How are we doing? You good? You want to hear these questions?
Yeah, I'm writing down. I had to get another pen. I ran out of ink.
And for those that have to use one or two pages, just stay with the BEG philosophy: becoming, evolving, growing. And regardless of where you see yourself, and hopefully you see yourself under all three categories, because you're still becoming, you're still evolving, and your blessing for today is we're growing. So for me, and then I'll ask the questions, Bill was a mentor back in the day, taught me the word becoming. I still become every day. And that's many businesses over, some success along the way, helping people. I still become every day. I want to know what Randy's going to become, what's next, what am I doing on a daily basis. Evolution, I want to give a shout out to my team leaders. Who are my team leaders? Shelley, Nancy, Dr. Lane, Dr. Monica, Lisa, there's others, but I want to stay with that group right now. You help me evolve on a daily basis within my own business. That's significant. You make me a better leader. That's part of my professional development. Growth, growing. I'm giving a shout out to my family. They help me grow on a daily basis, whether husband, father, uncle, brother, son, all family. We're growing on a daily basis. Now, keep in mind, with the growing part, there's some aches and pains in there. All families have dynamics. Not all families have dysfunction, but all families have dynamics or stuff. Learn from it. Grow from it on a daily basis. Don't get stuck. Move forward. So, again, I implored you to beg to understand becoming, evolving, growing. So the questions you need to ask yourself, Michelle, get a new pen. What do you really want? I'm taking a pause. Normally, when I ask that question, people have a smile, whether it's in person, Zoom, whatever it may be, or whether my advisors are talking, what do you really want? That usually sparks a smile, like, okay, come on, what's the next question? No, what's the dream? What's the aspiration? What do you want if you could have it? There's that word if you could have it. I don't use that word. I use the word when you could have it. So think about what do you really want? What is part of your becoming, your evolution, and your growth? And then what if anything keeps you from getting it? What's in the way? Another pause. Let people think about that. So what do I want? And then what's in the way? And are you committed? And you can answer both of those questions on your own. At one point, we'll do an open mic, formal, Michelle. I know you and I are working on that because we want to hear from people. But right now, we got to stay with the pen and paper and people processing in their own minds. But for the individual, for the business owner, for the entrepreneur, are you committed to taking these next steps, to reaching these goals, taking action? That's the key word. And suggestions, and you might be getting coached or advised. It's what we do. It's what Wayne does as a profession, because a majority of people need help. They like to speak to an unbiased third party. They get confused with all these steps or what do I need to do or need to hear these questions at. Some people figure it out on their own. So whether you're figuring it out on your own or you need some assistance, I still believe it's when you do it. That's just the nature of the beast. It's when you, if you stay in if, and you get stuck on why should I do it, how should I do it, I think there's an action item here when, and that's the movement with your personal development and your personal growth. And the blessing and the beauty, I know you like that word blessing, Michelle, the beauty behind this factors into any and all individuals in this cycle right now. And that includes the people that are good and I'm happy and I'm making enough money and I like what I do. That's fantastic. That's awesome. But we're still becoming. We're still evolving. We're still growing. How can my life be better? When can my life be better? Why wouldn't you want that? And if you don't want that, that's a whole nother conversation. We got to do a whole nother segment, but we'll stay with the positivity of if I could do whatever I want to do, what would that be? And then what's getting in the way? Let me take a pause. I'm going to let you put your pen down. You can ask me a question.
Keep an eye on the clock. We got about a minute. I appreciate you bringing up the commitment part, which we say on the show every day. Once you commit, everything changes. And that's very important for people to remember. These three questions that you gave, I'd say most people right now probably couldn't answer them. If you said, I'll give you $1 million, if you could do it right away. Even if you said, I'll give you an hour, they might not be able to answer them. And we've talked about that previously. So I want everyone that's listening between today and Friday's show to answer those questions. Take out your pen and paper and do that and be prepared to make a commitment to do some action steps, even if it's small baby steps. Anything else you want to tell them, give them a little bit of advice real quick on doing the exercise I just did so they can kick this into gear, because we left the excuses in March. So now it's April action. Ooh, take action April. There we go. Who knew?
And spring, new beginnings. But the key words, the key takeaways, I know you're big with your hashtags, hashtag self-care. Hashtag
yes.
Self-care. Google that one. You'll be on that for a while. How do I take care of myself? These steps are going to help you take care of yourself. Hashtag well-being. How am I taking care of my well-being? My being, my core. What does this mean? And then from me, from my heart, we only go around once. So why wouldn't you go for it? Why wouldn't you take pen to paper, think this through, and even if you're not, here's your worst case scenario, even if you're not going to follow through on everything, at least look at yourself in the mirror, at least understand where you are, where do I want to go? So you don't, I agree with you, Michelle, baby steps, move forward, some steps rather than no steps at all. And I leave you with when. I leave you with when we do things, when we take action. You have all my information. I'm not good with plugging. You do that better than anybody. You do that for me. When is available for people? You know my discounts. All that good stuff stays in place. Our goal is just to help a majority of individuals and businesses all across the country. You know I'm specific to Arizona. I'm honoring that. I'm proud of my WEN team. I'm proud of what we stand for. I'm proud of what we do on a daily basis. So that's my final shout out to my team, my group, all the people within the WEN family, WEN community, supporters community. It's growing. Thank you for that. And thank you all for your evolution and what you do to make people's lives better.
Thank you, Randy Miller. And he's given a 20% discount during Take Action April for his program over at WEN Enterprises. Real quick website, Randy, that's your plug assignment for today.
FindYourWEN.com, and if anybody has specific questions or inquiries, they can send an email to info@findyourwen.com.
Thank you very much, sir. Very motivational, inspirational, and everyone has a homework excitement for Take Action April. Thank you, Randy Miller. We will talk very soon, my friend. We're going to get that show off the ground. People need it. We're there to serve.
And let it be known I stayed on time. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. Thank you. Have a good rest of the show, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Miller. Thank you very much. All right. Randy Miller. That guy is amazing, amazing. One of our all-star partners. You can listen to him also on episode 193. Very powerful stuff. Him and I went very, very long. So that is definitely, well, all of these episodes are take action and take a pen and paper. But that one is really, really powerful. As we say, he hit a home run during that one. All right. I'm trying to stay on track. It's 12:19. My tiny, tiny bit over. Just really quick. Before I bring on Virginia Prodan, please make sure that you rate and review the show. I would appreciate it. Again, we are being censored by Apple, So if you could do that, that'd be awesome. If you're not, there's a couple other options. So if you just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and on the top of most of the pages, especially the homepage, you will see the rate and review graphic. Click on that, and it'll take you to the options to rate and review the show so we can move up in the rankings. You can also subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Follow us on all the social medias, comment, share, et cetera, et cetera. And don't forget Rumble. I love the Rumble. All of the shows are listed on Rumble. And join our newsletter. All those links, you'll see a graphic for all that there at the very top of the page. Join the newsletter since we're being censored. And with all the guests that we have coming up between this week and the entire month of Take Action April, we're going to be censored even more. So if you join the newsletter, you'll be in tuned and told and informed on who we've got, what's going on, and all the exciting things that we have rolling out with all the partners and all the incredible groups and organizations that we're bringing on board so we can all start taking some serious action and making things happen. All right, I don't want to ramble anymore. Let's get on with the next guest. My next guest is Miss Virginia Prodan. She's an international human rights attorney, an author, speaker, a victory coach who's showing you how to live a life of significance. Audience, give her a big round of applause. Virginia Prodan, how are you, my dear?
I am doing fine. Thank you so very much for having me on the show again. You are doing such an amazing job, and I am in fire just listening to you.
I love you. I love you. You really are a supportive and tremendous partner, and I really do appreciate the kind words that you send me and you say, and of course what you say on the air. So thank you, Virginia. It means a lot. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this show, especially when you're doing everything solo. So when I get that feedback from people that they're getting something out of it, it really does. It makes me realize that I got to keep going, even though I'm exhausted. and the thing is, and I want to mention this real quick, and maybe you can comment on it too, because you're always going 100 miles an hour and you're still practicing law and you've got all these other things that you're doing in addition to coaching and speaking engagements and that. And that's a lot. You've got a family too, you know, you've got people that you've got to keep an eye on and take care of. But what I do notice is that on a day where I'm not 24/7, where I'm here at the desk, literally like 10, 12 hours, if I'm, I shave off a few hours and I'm just doing cleaning in the house or I'm just doing a couple little things that need to be done, it hits me like a ton of bricks like a day or two later because I kind of stopped that crazy momentum and I gave myself a tiny timeout, even though it wasn't anything fun. And you can really feel it. So when Randy mentioned the self-care, I just want everybody to get that reminder. You've got to take the time. You can't keep going nonstop like I've been doing for many, many months because it'll hit you and you don't necessarily want to hit that wall. So you want to comment on that before, since you're talking about potential and things like that,
yes,
I just want people to have that reminder that even us who think we're superstars and invincible and can keep going, oh, I can do that, keep going, I'm feeling it. I'm going to be totally honest. I felt it today and was a little bit of an awakening for myself.
Well, you know, I help high-achieving business leaders to become unstoppable and live a life of success and significance and achieve their wildest dream and also impact the world by design. So in order to reach them, in order to encourage them, like you said, you have to encourage first yourself and take care of yourself. And that is important because people will see if you are speaking from the bottom of your heart, if you are an example of what you are encouraging others to do. And I'm an encourager by nature because if people will read my memoir, Saving My Assassin, they will understand that no matter our circumstances, how horrible our circumstances will be, you can rise above your circumstances, yourself first, and based on three things that you can do, and I'm going to talk about this, and you can be even an encourager for others. And when you encourage others, you encourage yourself too. So I am all for, we all get to a point where we are overwhelmed, but we can get and learn how to get from overwhelmed to overcomers. And that's the essence of our life. And we need that more our days than ever before, because America is changing so much. Many people feel overwhelmed, discouraged. They don't feel that they have a path to follow. They don't feel that they have an impact. And sometimes they just remember what somebody maybe said to them. Oh, you don't have what it takes. You don't have the money, the resources. Who do you think you are? And so forth. And they listen to that. They absolutely listen to that. But I developed a system that it's based on three things that are very important. That you can use it individually. You can use it as a corporation. You can use it as a church for your community, whatever you want to use. And you can be not a victim of your circumstances, but a victor. And that is focus, belief, action. And let me tell you, a lot of people say, I don't have focus, because they look at the circumstances. If you move your focus, which you have control of your focus, from circumstances, no matter how horrible the circumstances will be, to what you have, the skill, the talent, and what you are capable of doing, your focus is very important, because your focus creates your beliefs. If you believe in God or whatever you want to believe, or your emotions, if you don't believe in God. And those emotions will determine your actions. And your actions are the ones that will determine your future or your destiny, not your circumstances. And if you believe, if you think that I am just saying that because I'm a victory coach, I will say again, please read my memoir, Saving My Assassin. I live under horrible circumstances as a kid, and also later on defending human and religious rights, and also coming as political refugee, empty-handed in America, not knowing one word in English. We came as a family, and husband left, and I raised three kids by myself, and I rebuilt my life and the life of my children. I'm speaking from my experience, and I am saying, I'm under 5 feet tall. If I can do it, you can do it too. It's just you have to be aware of focus, belief or emotions, and actions. Think about, where is your focus? Is your focus on horrible circumstances that we go through right now? Or is your focus on, I can do this, I'm capable to do this, I have the skill on doing this or that? Number two, what do you believe? Do you believe that your circumstances are bigger than your God? You know, I love David. I believe that when David walked with God, and David in the Bible, in the Old Testament I'm talking about, when he walked with God for years and days, he learned so much about God that when he came in front of Goliath to fight for the Israelites, I believe that he said to himself, everybody was afraid. Goliath was big, huge, but his belief, his emotions were, he took the stones and he looked at Goliath, and I imagine him saying, oh boy, this guy is so big, there is no way for me not to reach him. Do you see the focus? And he was focused on God, and he was believing that God, who helped him before, will help him. And the actions that resulted out of that.
Virginia, 1 minute. God, I got about a minute left.
Yes, God was glorified, and his action are mentioned forever. So think about all those questions. What is your focus? What do you believe? And what action do you need to take to live a life of success and significance? And if you want to get in touch with me, it's very simple. Go to virginiaprodanbooks.com. I'll be happy to talk with you, and I will be happy to help you in any way possible. You are a victor, not a victim of circumstances.
Well said, my friend. Thank you, Virginia, for coming on, and I appreciate, really appreciate that you blended your message with Randy's. And just so the audience knows, these guys book their spots a month, 2 months in advance. They have no idea who is going to be on with them. There's no general theme to the show. The show evolves as the guests jump on, the partners jump on. But when people, like-minded people come together that have a really powerful message, the show blends together, the topic permeates throughout the different guests, and it really, it's such a powerful experience. And when it happens, I could feel it. So I'm just hoping that the partners feel it too, and the audience feels it, because it's really magical. It's almost like something you can relate to, the power of prayer, when there's a group all doing the same thing in a positive way, and that energy is flowing, and that momentum is there. You could really feel it, and it's powerful. So I hope you're getting that from this. And we're going to move on to Fitz Kohler, because Michelle needs a little health, wellness, and fitness tune-up. But so I'm glad she's on the show today. So Fitz Kohler. Anyway, real quick, before I bring on Fitz, so just keep in mind, if you want to get in touch with any of the partners that are part of the platform, you watch any of the shows, everything is on our website. It is fully loaded with information, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can look at the different, I did a whole all-star page. Fitz is one of our all-stars. She was on episode 178. So all the all-stars that came on and did the 9 special episodes for the month of March, they have their own page under the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All you have to do, anybody that's been on the show, we've had 276 of these live segments. There's 129 partners to listen to. There's 130 one-on-one additional podcast episodes that I've done. So if you want to, there's so much people to connect with that will get you there. Everything that you can imagine is discussed on this show by these amazing partners. And if you just go on to the episodes, you'll see the topics. And if you click on their name or their business name, it'll take you directly to their websites. And don't forget, anybody who has a show, their own show, whether it's a talk radio show, podcast, live stream, or some of these people have TV shows, just go to the must watch or the must listen to page, rather, and you'll see their information. You click on it, it'll take you right to their own individual show. So Take Action tab, Partners and Patriots tab, start checking that out. And of course, the Reopen America Resource Center page that we are putting everything back together since GoDaddy was not our friend last week, but we're almost there. But there's more than enough information, and especially the show. So let me bring on Fitz, since, like I said, I need a little tune-up here. So next up is Fitz Kohler. She's a professional speaker, race announcer, author, and president of Fitzness International, specializing in fitness education. And of course, she's always inspiring people to thrive and survive with perspective, passion, and positivity. Audience, big round of applause for our all-star. Fitz, thanks for being patient. I wanted to get that info in there, and I also just wanted to give the full disclosure to the audience. Since we are talking about self-care, the fact that you are on the show today, I wanted to give them all a reminder that even I, who think I can keep going and going, I felt like I was hitting a wall today. So we want to talk about that too, as a reminder that we really have to focus on our health, wellness, fitness, and especially what we're eating, because I'm noticing that is playing a role just in the past couple of days on how I'm feeling.
Yeah. So I have stuff I want to talk to you about, Michelle, but here's the deal is, you know, for all the people who are like, oh, not today, health, not today. You know, if the time comes where you get hit by a bus, you get diagnosed with MS or cancer or ALS or whatever, all of a sudden everything in your world laser focuses into one thing. I want my health. You know, when the stuff hits the fan, there's not your health. If you have a cold, all you want to do is be able to breathe clear. If you have a sprained ankle, all you want to be able to do is walk upright without pain. So take your health for granted too long. Eventually, that thing you want so bad, that health, the thing that's going to be, that you ignored for so long, it's going to come crashing down. And, you know, I pursue life with the path of least regret. And I want to know in every category in my life that I am working damn hard to make sure I'm doing my best in every category. For if it disappears, I won't be to blame. And so I know your patriotic audience is a bunch of go-getters, people that take personal responsibility for, I don't know, paying for themselves, having a job, and, you know, building this free country of ours. These are the same people that need to take responsibility for their own health, because if you don't, you will start contributing to the national debt. We cannot afford sick people. We cannot afford to take care of more type 2 diabetics or more people who have just let it go. So how's that for your daily kick in the can, Michelle?
Yeah, thanks. I think that was a good pull your head out of your arse, people, and get yourself focusing on your health, because, it's just something that's so important, and we always seem to put it as like a last priority, but, you know, you just give a great reminder. Even a simple, as a simple cold, you're just like, oh, I just want to be able to breathe. Oh, I just don't want my head being all fuzzy. And that's just something
that's right.
Small. It's something, and there's
absolutely
So many things people can do. They can change little tweaks. I mean, 1440 is the number. There's 1,440 minutes in a day. So I think you could take a little time to do the movement, which we've talked about before, and maybe take a little time to be a little bit more conscious about what you're putting in your mouth or your supplements. So there's time. You can't say, I didn't have time today. That excuse
no,
expired in March.
Be damned. There are none that are legit. And, if anyone wants to learn how to live better and longer, learn how to eat the right amount of the right foods for the size you want to be, go to fitsness.com. That's FITZNESS. There's the exact formula for weight loss. Infinite amount of workout videos. 100% of everything on my website is free for your consumption. And there are no snake oil pills, powders, diets, supplements, shakes, none of that crap. There's no stealing of your money. It's just science-based information in an easily digestible format. So got to get healthy. It's a responsibility to yourself, your country, and those individuals around you that would be stuck taking care of your sick rear end. Perchance you blow it and you have a stroke, there's someone that's going to be stuck pushing you around in the wheelchair for the rest of your life. So get up on it and take care of yourself, because your health is a priority to a lot of people. So, Michelle, I got to tell you, I got good news. You know, I live in Florida, and 2 weekends ago, I was in Lake Havasu, Arizona. I'm a professional race announcer. I host these major running events all over the U.S., and so after more than a year break because of COVID with all of my events being canceled, finally, we had a 1,000-person event in Lake Havasu, which is a very cool place in Arizona. The mask mandate had just been lifted. Even the waiters and waitresses were not wearing masks. I got to see smiles all over the place. And we had 1,000 athletes of all fitness levels line up for a half marathon and a 5K. And again, mask-free, smiles out, inhaling, fresh air. And it was a spectacular day filled with finish line hugs. And I'm really excited to see America looking like America again in many parts.
Yeah, I'm so mad that I wasn't able to go, because I'm going to be in the Tulsa. I'm taking like 4 to 5 days to go to Tulsa, so I'm like, I can't take all that time off. But I'm glad I did promote it. I had it on the website. I was promoting it, so hopefully we found a few of our audience decided to get in the car and drive out there and visit you. So I'm sure you did a phenomenal job. You've got a little video or something that you have of doing the announcement. If you want to send it to me, I'll pop it on the link. I'll put it on the website. Put it on our Rumble account. So you got anything like that? Yeah,
I do. And then here's the other thing I thought you would get a kick out of. So before I went to Havasu, I spent a couple nights in Vegas, and I did a lot of hiking of the canyons and so forth, but I did go into the casinos, and I'm a penny slot player. I'm not too risky with my cash, but I'll sit down and risk, you know, a penny or maybe 8 pennies per pull. But this was the most moronic thing I'd seen all year amongst all the moronic Fauci moves. So in the casinos, the policy is you must wear a mask. Now, of course, I never wore the mask, but they want you to wear the mask unless you're eating, fine. Unless you're consuming alcohol, okay, because you care about my health. Or unless you're smoking a cigarette. So you can take off your mask you want to inhale all the nicotine in the world. I mean, and this is from people that, quote, unquote, care about your health. I mean, it was Fauci to the bone and stupid to the bone and socialist to the bone. And it just broke my brain. So I've done a few live broadcasts on fitness, on my fitness channels about this, and people have lost their mind. But can you believe that? I mean, how
I can.
Dumb
I can
do they think we are?
They do. They think we're dumb because we bought into it. We continue to buy into it. As I mentioned in the beginning of every show, we're on day 387 of 15 days to slow the spread. That's 387 day of 15 days to slow the spread. So, but we still keep being stupid. I mean, there's some people that are not, which is great. I mean, you were around some there. You got a whole state full of them there. Here in Arizona, we have no mask mandate now. But I was out, and I mentioned this in the beginning of the show. It was very sad because I left the house, and I went to a couple locations yesterday, and every single person had a mask on. I was the only one that didn't have a mask. I've not worn a mask at all. I was the only one. There's no mask mandate. There's no mask mandate. You don't have to wear a mask. Businesses can't require you to wear a mask, but we still have people that are wearing them, especially when they're driving in their car by themselves. I mean, we've got mask holes all over the state of Arizona. There's mask holes everywhere. And I say, you guys got to stop being Shawshanked. And people are like, what do you mean Shawshanked? I go, you know the movie, because the prisoners got out and they were given their freedoms and they were able to be released from
prison. Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
But what happened was is that they all decided, or many of them said, you know what, I want to go back to prison because that's what I'm used to. And we get used to what we're used to, which is dangerous. Yes. So these people are not acknowledging the fact that they have the freedom. And in on Monday's show, you might want to listen to the intro for that. I kind of gave some information for everybody on the reasons why they came up with the idea you need to wear the mask, which is all 100% based on a lie. And everything that they're talking about has been – I'm going to say everything, but probably 99% has all been part of a disinformation political propaganda campaign. And if you listen to it and you actually just write it down on a piece of paper, everything contradicts not only common sense, but each other. And they just keep, they're making it even more absurd now, which when you threw me for a loop with the smoking one, that's literally the icing on the cake at this point. So anyone who believes in anything that has been coming out of the television or the CDC or Dr. Anthony Fauci or any other quote-unquote expert, it's 100% a lie, people, and you've got to pull your heads out of your arses at this point. You have to.
You know, 1,000%. And as an actual health and fitness expert, you know, I can go ahead and say, as we all know, the government's responsibility is not to protect our health. The government's responsibility is to protect our rights. Mm-hmm. That's its job, and it has overstepped in every way possible. And, you know, I'm very surprised more Americans haven't taken matters into their own hands. And I don't, you know, certainly condone violence or anything, but I am surprised I haven't seen some sort of civil war versus the government, versus especially these local governments, which are heavy-handed. I'm in Gainesville, Florida, and our lunatic leftist socialist leadership is the epitome of a university town, and it's so dumb. And this very liberal city is seated in a very conservative, open-minded county, and the county is bullied by these morons in the city, and it's grotesque, but I refuse to take part in it. You will not find a mask on my face unless I'm at the cancer center. And then, of course, fakemaskusa.com is where everyone needs to go for the mask they need to wear if they have to wear one to, you know, gain access to XYZ. But and I don't even work with those people, but look up incognito mask. It's a little bit genius, and it'll make your day.
I will definitely do that. I'm writing it down right now.
Fakemaskusa.com. They're awesome.
I will check that out. Yeah, so I'll let your Reaffirming what I'm saying and what I've been saying for months in the show, and really hardcore last month when it was March Maskless Madness, that people really need to realize that they're being lied to, and it has nothing to do with your health, because all the information is contradictory. It has to do with control and tyranny. And people,
absolutely,
when you said they can fight back, you can. There's things we can do. There's they go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a take action tab, and it's loaded with things you can actually do. And it gives you the information for your local, your state, your federal politicians, and every level of government that you can go into, and you can pick up the phone. Those are the things we have to do. We have to pick up the phone. We have to send the emails. And you think it might not make an impact. It does. I mean, they most likely won't answer the phone, and they probably don't respond, but you still have to take those actions, because they do make it, because what's going to be happening next is going to be a bigger movement, but you've got to do something. You have to do, you can't just sit there and say, oh girl, I'll put on my mask and you can keep my business shut down, because that makes all the sense.
Right.
So,
well,
can't do that anymore.
Mission sure does feel good and a little bit cathartic to, fill up Nancy Pelosi's mailbox with some
right.
opinions.
That's so awesome.
I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Yeah, go ahead. Just throw some stuff out there. Give old Nancy a piece of your mind.
Give Nancy a call.
Yeah, give her a call. Her information, swear to God, is on the website. Just take action tab. You'll see it. You'll go to the politician page. It's all there. So, Fitz, thank you so much. Such an inspiration. And give your website one more time so people can follow you. This is somebody you need to follow on social media, everybody.
Thank you. I am at Fitzness. That's FITZNESS on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn. I'm accessible. And then Fitzness.com. So I keep it simple with Fitzness everywhere. And don't just follow. Reach out and say, you heard me on Michelle's show.
Yeah, please do that. Let her know. Let her know her message is being heard. She's an awesome, awesome woman. Incredible story. She's coming to a race near you, people, so watch out. She will be coming to a race near you. We're going to get this place opened 100%. Thank you, Ms. Fitz. I will talk to you. I'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Michelle, and ta-ta, Patriots. Bye.
Bye. Oh, what an inspirational and positive person who is really there to inspire and to motivate, make sure that you're healthy and fit, wellness. All that fun, important stuff. All right, we're at 12:47. Oh, see, I got fired up. I went on a patriotic soapbox. I got antagonized by Fitz. She joined me on that soapbox. I'm a little over. All right, guys, we're going to bring on Mr. Super Joe Pardo. He is a profit growth. Hold on, I'm on the wrong piece of paper. Hold on. Sorry, Mr. Super Joe Pardo, he's a profit growth strategist, coach, and consultant for small to medium-sized businesses, and he is the host of the Super Joe Pardo Show. Audience, big round of applause for the beautiful boy. Sorry, sir, I got all fired up.
Hey.
Hi.
It's quite all right.
It happens.
I want to... It's all good. I want to pile on to what Virginia, and I didn't write down the guest name prior to that.
Randy Miller
started with here. Randy Miller.
Before you do that, I want to make sure that everybody knows that Super Joe Pardo was one of our all-stars in March Maskless Madness. And if you want to listen to that episode, it's also episode 193. We went over some really incredible business coaching information and tips, and it was really motivating. So make sure you listen to Joe Pardo, the all-star, on episode 193. Go ahead. All right. Just wanted to get in there.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me, Michelle. So one of the things I teach and work with people on is building their business for their lifestyle, not their lifestyle for their business. And the fact of the matter is when we get into business, it's very easy to fall into the trap of building your business, your lifestyle around your business, and, you know, not even necessarily realizing it until it's, you know, potentially too late to do something about that. Unfortunately, there are ways to do that. So if you have found yourself a victim of circumstance, a victim of your own success, a victim of your own, you know, creation, and passion for the business that you've created, there's a few steps that you can take, just a few minutes that we have here to kind of get the ball rolling on figuring out, you know, how do I make sure that the person who makes the least amount of money in my business is not the person that's holding me hostage at having to not be able to take a vacation or not be able to have a sick day or just a personal day, you know, a mental health, like, personal day, right? Like you were talking about yourself and how you're trying to figure out, like, okay, am I doing too much? Am I pushing too hard? What can I do to be able to take a step back but not lose the momentum that I'm building, right, and building towards? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things you need to start with, right, is just like, and I'm not big into like the whole woo-woo thing, but, you know, giving some real thought, writing out some real notes, maybe it's a vision board. Maybe it's just you sitting on the front porch, like staring off into space, like putting all the world's problems into a bubble and like moving it around as if it was those bubbles were a puzzle and trying to fit the pieces together. But being really intentional about with taking that time to build out what does your lifestyle look like? Like, what is it that you actually want to be doing with your time? And in what time frame do I want to get to that point where I can go and do what I want to do without having to worry about, you know, other people, other issues, other everything, right? And having all those things stack on top of itself. So figuring out what is the best way for you to do that? Some people, it might be running. It might be driving, riding a motorcycle, going bike riding, mowing the lawn. Best ideas come in the shower, right? So things like that, like putting some time and real thought and intention into what do I want this to look like? Now, you're not going to magically be able to have all the answers to, like, how do I get there tomorrow? But it gives you the foundation of how, you know, what it could look like and how maybe you could start to formulate a plan on how I'm going to get there, right? And how you're going to get there is we talked about this when I was with you about 7 days ago on the All-Star Show, the Eisenhower Matrix, right? How you can basically go and figure out, like, what's most important, what has to be done, what could be delegated to somebody else, what could be done to just eliminate those things from your plate altogether. So if you go look up the Eisenhower Matrix, that is a good way to get kind of started with, like, once you have the like, okay, this is what I want my life. I want my life to get back to weekend. You know, I want to reclaim my weekends. Well, maybe you're working in an industry that you're supposed to be working against. Then maybe what you need to be doing is, like, how do I get my Mondays and Tuesdays back, right? Or how do I get my Mondays and Thursdays back? Or how do I just get literally any day so I'm not 7 days a week or even 6 days a week, full on, nonstop, nothing but the business.
Get it from you, total business guy, not into wooey wooey. You know, you are like a guy's guy. Tell them it's not healthy to do that and have that. You need the balance. You've got to be concerned and give time for the self-care and health. Say that because you're like a guy's guy. So if you're saying self-care,
yeah,
you might actually penetrate to some of the guy's guys that are out there that are like, I don't even use moisturizer. What are you talking about, self-care? You know what I mean? Like,
well, we sometimes think, you know, it's easy to kind of epitomize self-care as a feminine thing or a woo-woo thing or something like that. But like, self-care can mean literally anything.
Like going
like
to play golf.
If your idea of that is like, it could be playing golf. It could be sitting on the couch watching a sports game. It could be on the motorcycle. It could be mowing the lawn if that's like the thing that you do, right? For me, it's running, going out and going for a run. Like I wrote a script yesterday for a new video series I'm doing while I was out for a run. So it's things like that that just – it gives you an opportunity to just recenter. So you can't think about it in the sense of, like, let's light some candles and sit around and, you know, rub some moisturizer on and lay out with cucumbers on the thighs. Like, that's somebody's version of self-care. It's not my version, but it's somebody's version.
That's not Super Joe Pardo. That's not how he relaxes with self-care.
No. But so I would look at it from a perspective of, you know, how can you reset yourself? Because I always say, like, when the chips are down, we have to swing the bat, right? When there's a big project coming up, when there's a big opportunity coming up, when there's something that's like, I got to, you know, I have an opportunity to give this pitch. I have this opportunity to do this. And it might be a month from now, it might be 2 months from now, it might be 6 months from now, a year from now. And you're like, I got to, like, work. And that's fine, right? When the chips are down, you got to swing the bat. But you also have to realize that you need to be able to recharge your batteries. And it might be in between or it might be on a vacation. But you got to find a way to do it. I mean, I remember, like, for a while there, like, I didn't take any days off. I was on my first trip to the West Coast. And I was in the back of my car. This is when I first left my family's business. And I was editing podcast episode after podcast episode because I was releasing 5 days a week. And, you know, I wish I could have all that time back because in the grand scheme of things, those edits didn't matter as much as what I was doing, you know, as a whole with the business and with, you know, helping other business owners. So those things like that, it's like – yeah, I got really good at editing audio, but ultimately that's not where my business led, right?
Right.
That's not where I landed. But it's just one of those things where it's like you have to decide, like, what's really important? What can I delegate to somebody else? And if I can't delegate it to someone else, is it important enough for me to do it? Or is it just not important enough that, like, I just need to pass, right? I need to – no is a powerful word, and you have to be willing to exercise that no – where it makes sense. And everything's a risk, right? Like, we could say no to a deal or an offer or an opportunity that could totally change our lives, right? Like, we could meet somebody and get a new business partner out of it, new venture, joint venture, something out of it. But we just have to know where we headed, how we want to get, you know, and how we're going to get there is making sure that we're on track with what's important to our business. So the goal is build your business for your lifestyle, you know, not allowing your lifestyle to be built around your business. Because that's, I mean, I so many, growing up, my grandfather would sit at the, he worked 6 days a week on Sundays, he'd sit at the kitchen table and he would sit there and be changing inventory values and stuff on, you know, giant, remember like the giant printouts, like the real, like the, it was like legal size, but like,
With the white and green lines. Oh, yeah. I remember we had a printer.
Yep.
We had a dot matrix printer. Right? Yeah. Apple IIe. We had an Apple IIe. Remember that? Apple IIe? Do you remember the Apple?
Yeah.
We had an Apple IIe. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I mean, that's, it's just the thing, like, you know, you have to be, get really clear on what you want at your lifestyle to look like, and then you can start to build a plan. And if you want to work on that plan, if you want to work on growing your profit for your business so that you can afford to bring more people on, so you can, you know, create more jobs, so that you can reach more people with your business, reach out to me over at superjoepardo.com or at superjoepardo on all social media.
Well, you know, the information, what you just covered and blended it with the other guests, I really appreciate it and I love it. I think it's a great time for people to do a little reminder, to write some things down, to take things to the next level, to be a little bit more concerned about your own health, your state of mind. You know, what do you really want? What can you outsource, like you mentioned? What's really important? And kind of just reposition. I mean, we put all that information out there, you know, in multiple episodes for March, but I think it's, you know, we're already we're a week into April, and it's time to, you got to give the reminders all the time for everyone. You don't know who's listening at what point. You don't know at what point that light bulb's going to come on. You don't know at what point somebody's going to say, I'm ready today. and or I need to take action, or I just need that little incentive, or maybe whatever you just said, somebody just said, you know, I like the idea of the cucumbers. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the idea.
You're welcome. I've done it once. I think it was during a couples massage. They had the cucumber thing. It was weird. It's odd. I wouldn't do it normally, but, you know, I won't hate on it. It's just not something I'm going to go out of my way to do.
No, not at all. And I would do it in a second, but that's different. We're, you know, two different worlds when it comes to what we like to do for relaxing. But I have a feeling there's a lot of things that we like to do on the same page also. Like I said, I can jump on a motorcycle and go play golf. I'm happy with that. Just not running, not a runner. But back to what I was saying is that it's important to remind people. It's important. That's why we have these all-star partners come on. We did that entire 9 episodes. We did 9 hardcore episodes. Joe's was on 193. Randy was asking on the same episode as Joe on 193. Just amazing information. And these guys are like literally the heavy hitters. They are amazing what they do, incredibly successful. Joe's owned businesses, sold businesses. Hands dirty, not just with him. It's not theory. It's not, I read it in a book or I took a course. It's actually real hands on. So that's a little different when you're talking about who you're going to listen to in what level of experience of the people you want to work with. So superjoepardo.com, correct, sir? Superjoepardo.com.
Yes, that is correct, Michelle.
And also if you go to any of the shows that are listed throughout the whole website, you just click on Super Joe Pardo or Super Joe, or just you'll see that it'll get you right to his website on any of the episodes. You can check out the All Stars on the Take Action tab or the Partners of Patriots tab, or just the Episodes tab because it says episodes. So yeah, there you can't not find Super Joe. And I haven't had a chance yet, but I'm going to add him to our must listen to page, so that way you can check out his podcast, the Super Joe Pardo Show, so you can't say, I had no word. I didn't know. No, no more excuses. That ended in March. So Super Joe, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure. Awesome guy. Guy's guy. Self-care for guys. There you go. It's another show. Self-care for guys. Self-care for the guy's guy. Self-care for the guy's guy. Talk to you next month, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Jersey guy.
Thank you for having me.
Tell Jersey I said hi. Tell Jersey I said hi.
I will.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. It is 1:02. The only reason I haven't gone extremely over is because Kay McDonald wasn't able to make it today. So technically, we filled in her spot with the conversations with the other guests. And I'm not going to go long today because I told you I'm not doing self-care this afternoon. I have another couple interviews lined up that I need to be doing. So I'm not going to tell you who it is. We're going to make kind of an announcement once we are ready to do that. It's going to be a new special partner that we're bringing on. But I just do want to get you a heads up reminder and let everybody know that our marketing partner is now Women's Leadership Live. And that is our all-star partner, Debbie Saviano. They're working on a project for their entire platform, which is going to be incredible. And we're going to be a part of that. And they're going to be a special marketing partner on our platform. So we're going to be able to put together some amazing shows and events and things like that. You grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Women's Leadership Live, an incredible group. And they're on our Reopen America Resource Center tab. They're in the business organizations section where we list different organizations, different business groups, different networking groups to become a part of. And I'm going to put it on today. Make sure if you're interested, Debbie shares incredible information in the LinkedIn group, the Women's Leadership Live LinkedIn group. So definitely join that. And it is like very usable information, very usable tips and takeaways, and she does it quickly. She posts it. She's consistent, and it's really, really interesting, and it's really, really good stuff. You could use that. So Women's Leadership Live, go check them out on LinkedIn, and we'll have that on our website here today. But I'm going to wrap it up because I'm going to go do what I've got to do We are going to focus on self-care a little bit later today. No, I'm not going to a spa. And I'm not putting, I'm not going to be doing anything with putting cucumbers in my eyes or anything that would normally be considered fun or enjoyable. For me at this point, I just got to get caught up on certain things. I am going to do a little exercise. I've got to do my Christy Gnome arm exercises, which is skimming my pool. I've got to go skim my pool, and that's how I get my arm exercises. But I put a little bit of music on, so I listen to some music while I'm doing my Christy Gnome arm exercises. And I actually am doing a little bit of other exercise because today, for the first time in like 2 weeks, it's not a ridiculous like 95, 100 degrees here in Arizona, which way too hot too soon. I was so tempted to turn on the air conditioning, and I said, no, so you can't, because it's the bill. And every time you hear that noise, that horrible noise in the summer, that click of the air conditioning, and you went, oh God, it's on. No, not the air conditioning. Because then once it turns on, it runs. For anyone who doesn't live in Arizona that's unaware, literally as soon as you turn it on, which hopefully it won't be this month and we can make it last till next month, it literally does not shut off until November. And it's just keeps going and going. And then every time you hear the click, you just think, oh my God, my bill, my air conditioning bill. Yeah, it's like $500. Sometimes it's a $600 bill. It's insane. But in the winter, the bill is like, I don't know, like $95, $100, something ridiculous. But yeah, APS, utilities, scam. Yeah, APS is our electric company. We only have two, APS and SRP. So, of course, you don't think that they're not friends. Of course they're friends. They're just out to get you and me. Charge ridiculous amounts for, you know, surges or for, you know, all of a sudden, just can't imagine the air conditioning sucks that much, that it costs that much to run the AC. Anyway, taxes, all that, all layered into that bill. They're just against us, guys, against us. All right, so real quick, before I do the reminders, because you need these reminders. It came up in the show today. It's coming up in everything that you're seeing between the political propaganda pandemic and all of these insane bills. Don't forget, we've already had one pass, which is the coronavirus bill, the $1.9 trillion, where we, the people, only got 9%. 91% went to all types of things that are harmful to you and the country. Okay? Bad. And now you got another one coming, this infrastructure. There's 5 to 6% of the money is infrastructure. The rest, same as the other bill. Just a bunch of things that are being funded, a bunch of thank yous that are just harmful to you and the country. So we're going to do, what am I going to? Yeah, but we already know about, I read something recently. I saw something recently. Remember we were telling everybody, you got to get Kristen Sinema to be our friend. Well, not, let me rephrase that. Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin were the only hopes in order to get save the filibuster. We want to save the filibuster. I read something just recently that Joe kind of fell off the wagon. He was squirrely. I warned everybody. He was squirrely on the COVID. He caved in for that COVID, and actually out of his mouth said it was a great bill, and he's glad he supported it, which is, it's not. It was, there was nothing great about it. Everything was bad. So apparently she's the only one left. She's here in Anarchy, Arizona. I'm going to see if I can get her on the show. I don't know if that's going to be a good thing for her band. I think it'll be good. So we'll see if we can do that. Their information, obviously, on the Take Action tab, all of the Arizona people. I have a special section for Arizona, for all the everything you can imagine for Arizona's on there. But if you want to contact her, phone number 202-224-4521. She's in the Arizona section for politicians. You can get all of her contact information, emails, phone number, all of that. Let her know. She's our only hope, like Obi-Wan. You're our only hope, Kristen Sinema. Your only hope, save the filibuster 2021. We're going to talk about the other bills and notorious MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to do that on Friday after the show. We're going to redo, I'm just going to tell you now, we're going to redo the format. So we're going to do it so that the show, I'm going to keep it tight. We're going to do the show from 12 to 1, 1 o'clock till 1:30. We're going to go over take action items, throw in some humor. I might have one of the guests, depending on who's on the show, come back and ride with me as a co-pilot, as a shotgun in shotgun, so we can do some bantering and go back and forth. We're going to take some phone calls, and the phone guest call-in number, for anybody who's paying attention and wants to have it for the future, but I'll start giving it out during the shows, 646-668-2537. So we're going to have you call in to the show so you can call and ask questions. Try to keep it clean with your language. We're trying to, you know, I say arse instead of ass. So I'm trying to keep it clean. No question is off the table, our topic, if you want to talk about. So we're going to open up the phone lines. I think that'll be fun. We'll throw out some more take action items. We'll talk some, we'll do deep dives that we can. We're going to jam pack that all in 30 minutes and give you some pointers, give you some tips, whatever comes across based on all of the chaos and current events and things that are happening. And even in information that I've picked up from other shows, in inspiration, motivation, business, nonprofits, personal improvement, empowerment, things that I picked up from our partners or whatever I thought was relevant. We're going to just dump that all into a hodgepodge potpourri of fun between 1 and 1:30. And again, open up the phone lines and maybe have a guest from that show call back in and ride shotgun with me on the adventure. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So, all right, as I said, I'm going to wrap it up right here. We're not going to do the new format till Friday because I've got to go do what I got to do. I'm going to throw in a little self-care, a little exercise, and I got to get caught up. So I'm very behind on social media. So if anybody has commented, liked, shared, done whatever, and done sent me a message, and they're like, is she alive? Why hasn't she responded? I just haven't had the time. And I'm going to get caught up on everything. And then having GoDaddy, a.k.a. No Daddy, have the website a mess for all of last week, and I had to put most of it back together like Humpty Dumpty who fell off the wall. So it was a big pile of poop that I had to put back together. So I will be caught up come Monday when we start the, by the time that we go live on Monday, I will be caught up. I will be caught up, and I'll throw in a little self-care. But real quick, between today and Friday, we're going to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. We were pretty good today. That's only because we were one guest short. Oh, my God. I'll do it. I need to do it because I need to be respectful of your time. I need you guys to have the information in and out. And then if you want to hang on or even catch us later, on demand, things like that for that extra bonus half an hour where we kind of this, like I said, the hodgepodge, the potpourri portion of the show, the potpourri portion of the show, then you can always catch it. Everything's on demand. You can always do that. Everything, homeresourceplatform.com. Make sure you check it out. Everything you can imagine is on there. But please listen to the show again. At least just focus on the three questions from Randy, even though Randy gave you great questions. Virginia gave us some great questions. Fitz did, and then Joe, Super Joe Pardo did too. What do you really want? What's in the way? Are you committed to taking the next action steps? Taking action. It is take action, April. Take action, April. Everybody needs to. We had no more excuses for March. Gave you all the content. Now it's time for you to implement the plan. Listen to those episodes again. Listen to those segments. Listen to the experts. They've got the information. 276 segments of the live show, 129 partners. And there's 130 one-on-one podcast interviews. So you have all the information that you can imagine. And these guys, some of the stuff that came out in these shows is so powerful that we should be selling it for hundreds and for millions of dollars. But yeah, it's all free. And I can tell you a lot of the staff, a lot of these partners, they have better content than like the real famous guys and that you're paying for, and that you're not probably even, you're buying the courses or the information, and you might not be listening to it or whatever. And I've done it. I've paid attention to many of them. A lot of this stuff's better. And of course, it's all free. So please take advantage of that to really grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. All right, I'm jumping on my patriotic soapbox. I'm jumping on my patriotic soapbox because just based on yesterday, everybody that I saw that was still wearing a mask, the message isn't penetrating. The message is not there. So I need to keep saying it. I need to keep saying it. And I'm asking that you share it with your friends. And I'm asking you put your common sense cap on, preferably leave it on all day. Hand them out to your friends, sleep in them. Yeah, rip off your dirty masks, people. You got to. The whole thing is a scam. Listen to 195, the intro. I'm going to do a special segment where I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of facts. And then just anyone who needs to listen, they can do that. And anyone that needs to send it to a friend, they can have that. Anybody, when somebody says something stupid to you, they repeat something dumb that they saw on social media or something that they heard from Anthony Fraudici or any of the rest of the scam artists, you'll have the information to give them a comeback or at least, well, it's not like you're going to have a conversation with them because they're just not, you can try to have a common sense conversation with somebody who's wearing a mask. It's just difficult. You might as well put earplugs in too. So, yeah, what are you going to do? But don't be one of those mask holes. Don't. So here's your daily reminder, the regressive socialist demon rats in the Republic camps, the elected elites and the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another, the 11 big media, a.k.a. mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. They have no use for you, the American people. We the people. Yes, we the people. We are the ones who can take back control. We can do it. We need to stick together, okay? Those bigs, 11 bigs, they have no use for you except your money and your freedom. That's all they want. They want control. We need to take back control. We need to rely on each other. I'm going to play the song. I need a little Disney game. Remember, there's at least 100 million patriots. We are the majority, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and buying decisions, our wallets. And where is your money? Is it Bank of America? Not a fan. Haven't been a fan for many, many years. There's a lot of other banks that are doing some squirrely things that are getting involved where they're making political statements, Like, let's say Georgia. Look what happened in Georgia. They moved the Major League Baseball. We're not even going to mention the statistics of the and the hypocrisy of that. We're going to save that for Friday. But I just want to let you know that we're going to put a boycott business page and the take actions. We're going to list all those companies who you no longer need. I mean, you can support them, but you're feeding the beast. Remember, there are all of these corporations. They're all part of the 11 bigs who are against us. We the people anyway. Now these people are kicking it into gear to really tell you and make decisions for you and try to influence and destroy small businesses, which is what they're doing by taking, well, not destroying, but they're causing a lot of loss for small businesses that were counting on the Major League All-Star Game, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in their town, in their city, in Georgia. Totally, we'll cover that on Friday. But anyway, you know, there's companies out there that are even more hating you, hating us, hating people that love this country, that love God, that want to support other patriots, that want to support other hardworking Americans. So you got to stop supporting those people who hate you, those companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. That's how we do this. We can do this with our wallets and where our money is. That's all they're concerned about, right? It's money. Well, let's take it away from them. Don't buy their stuff. Don't support them. Move your money. Move your money from where it is. Go to a local bank. Go to a community bank. Go to an online bank. Yeah. What credit cards are you using? Yeah. It makes a huge difference. Makes a huge difference. We, the people in our local communities, need to be the ones to make the change. We, the people, have the power. You got to turn off the TV. Don't get your news from social media. You go to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Patriotic Media tab. Those are the sources delivering the truth. There's no spin. There's no propaganda. And you can breeze through the headlines through many of them. You don't have to go to all of them. You could just pick different ones each day. But which ones you kind of like the flow, you like the format. Just click on, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, boom, you're in and out. And then go do other things with your day, positive things, listen to other shows. Go outside, breathe some fresh air, put your feet in the grass. Focus on your business, focus on your family. Do some self-care. Turn off the television. I'm just asking everybody to do their part. I want you to get involved. I want to give you a take action. Please share the show. Tell your friends to join our movement. Don't forget to listen to episode 171 if you're interested. It's just kind of an overview of all the different weeks that we did for March Maskless Madness. It's 32 days of marketing, motivation, makeovers. It was awesome. The All-Stars did 9 episodes of pure All-Star content. I got to turn that on. I'm going to turn it into a book or something. Because it's too incredible not to share. But you can listen to it. You can listen to it for free. And just go to the Take Action tab, Partners and Patriots tab, and you will see the All-Star page that I set up, the All-Star page that I set up for everybody. All-Stars, amazing, amazing people. I can't wait to meet most of them in person. I'll have to start flying around the country. Flying around the country. Just as a reminder, another heads up, the bills passed by Congress are never to help we the people. And don't be fooled by the names. Remember, whatever the name of the bill is, what's inside is just the opposite. The bills are money laundering, slush fund, redistribution of your hard-earned tax dollars for paybacks, payoffs, bribes, elected elite, destructive agenda-pushing initiatives, and freedom-destroying, liberty-grabbing, Constitution-violating policies, all benefiting the regressive socialist friends of the D.C. swamps, unions, cities, states, special interests, NGOs, nonprofits, universities, government contractors, foreign countries, our enemies, all the false authorities, those 11 bigs, and many more. A real pandemic, total corruption in the swamp of Washington, D.C., and they have successfully managed to infest our everything in our lives with a political arm, with a political infestation, political penetration, where the people in the positions that we've elected control every aspect of our lives. And if for some reason they can't do it directly, then they pick up their phone and call one of the 11 bigs and says, "Hey, big corporation, since we can't do a vaccine passport because it's against the Constitution, but you can, wink, wink, why don't you guys start doing that? Because we're all in this together. We just want money, control, and tyranny. And we're pretty close to getting to the next step since we're already really a socialist country. We blew past freedom once we had the wrong person sitting in behind a certain desk as we totally cheated, and there was an incredible amount of election fraud. So why don't you guys start implementing that vaccine passport since we're all friends? How about that?" And then, okay, well, we'll start doing that. That's a great idea, guys. So yeah, that's how it works. What do you think the corporations decided to do what they did in Georgia, move Major League Baseball? Let's see. We would put Major League Baseball under big entertainment. So, look, 111Bs doing the dirty work. Doing the dirty work. Huh. I've been saying it. I just need you to common sense cast on, guys. I'm not making it up. This is how the structure is. Don't believe me? Listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She gives you the information. Oh, my God, it's 124. I said I wasn't going to do this. Oh, my God. All right. So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. As we said earlier, once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask hole. Stop being Shawshanked. Rip off those dirty masks, people. They don't do anything. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Put on those common sense caps and try to leave them on all day. I would love if you could sleep in them. That would be awesome. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. and the censorships and cancel culture, well, that's just stupid. Tune in tomorrow for your daily nooner. Oh, it's not daily anymore. I got to change my script. And it's not tomorrow. Okay. See, Michelle needs to go do a little timeout for herself. Apparently so. She needs to do a little timeout. Yeah, I told you. I'm hitting the wall. So a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, and especially our guests today. All of their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check the Partners and Patriots tab. You'll see the drop downs for the purpose-driven partners. Check out the Take Action tab. You got the Reopen America Resource Center. You got the Marketplace. We didn't even talk about that today. You got the episodes. It's all there. Check out the tabs. Remember, it's a Fisher Price website to make it easy for you to find things. And I did it myself. Nothing's fancy yet. Just so you can look and see what's there, know where to go, know what's listed. I try to make it clear as possible and connected everything together. So, yeah, I'm going to let you guys go. Tune in Friday for their weekly trifecta. And it's always at noon, 12 p.m. Pacific time for the nooner. And 5 guest 7-minute segments, purpose-driven partners, new format starting Friday. Same with them. We're just going to change up the back end of the show. So I think you're awake. You got homework to do. You've got Randy gave you questions. Virginia gave you questions. Fitz gave you some questions. Pardo gave you some questions. Take out the pen and paper. You can do this. I'm going to do it before Friday. So go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Friday, noon. It's weird not having a show every day, I could tell you. I kind of don't like that. But for right now, we need to do that. Right now, for my self-care, for what's going on, for me to get caught up, I need to go back to Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.